My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV in Richmond. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 9th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up, Donkey Kongs? Good morning to everybody that's listening.
Are you starting to feel giddy? You've got 2 weeks off in a row. Now, we each get 2 weeks of summer vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way it works on the show, if you want a little radio insider, is we each kind of claim weeks.
Radio insider.
And it's usually spread out.
Yeah.
Now, I would have liked to spread my weeks out a little bit more than usual, but they were fairly close. But they weren't back to back.
Yeah.
We're not going to see cakes basically until September.
Yeah, you're going to see me very late August. It's the next time you will see me in the studio.
Are you feeling giddy, a little excited?
What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the doldrums of summer where you got to get through the rest of training camp and the preseason. I'm going to show up back here. Preseason's done.
Yeah, it's
just
great.
Just waiting for the kick of the regular season.
Right.
So, do
you leave for Kiowa tomorrow or Saturday?
Tomorrow morning.
Nice
and early. Bright and early.
What time do you guys leave?
I would like to be on the road no later than 4:45.
Okay, so you're early, and then you'll get there.
How many people will be in your vehicle?
I will be in a vehicle with my wife and my father-in-law.
So you get there, 3 o'clock?
3-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
3:30. Can't get on the island until 4 p.m., so you try to time it that way.
They don't even let you on the island.
4 p.m.
Wow. And there's a line of cars to get in there.
Oh, it's such a long line.
Yeah.
So it's your father-in-law,
you
and the wife.
Yes, correct.
What's the other vehicle? Because I assume the mother-in-law is going.
Second vehicle. Mother-in-law is not going.
Oh, she's not.
The second vehicle, two of my kids and my son's girlfriend in car number two.
It is the longest one way road ever into Kiowa.
I've
never seen a longer one way stretch.
They're actually pretty good though about getting people through, like making sure you have your passes on your windshield before you get to the, they've got it down to a pretty streamlined process. But it is, you do come down to a guard gate where there's two lanes.
Do you have to stop at that house before still to pick up your stuff, information?
You just print it out. Now they've got it all. Like, you print out everything. You have an app to get like the lockbox code. Like, they've eliminated all that nonsense.
Good.
Just cruise Valdez, right in.
For whatever it's worth, I don't know if it's the way this is set up. I couldn't hear you when you were talking. So I don't know if it's on your end or it's probably on my end because I don't think these buttons are right.
Hit edit 4.
I can't hear you.
Oh. Have to hit edit 4 is what he's saying. Yeah.
Is edit 4 pushed in?
Yeah, but when I hit edit 4, then I can't hear you talk, Cakes.
Mm, there you go. Mm. Can't hear me?
So you can hear me now?
I don't know how to get them both. Sorry, guys. I know this is just a
I've had that issue before.
Laborious detail.
It stinks.
But
There's an echo or you can't hear.
I just can't get. See how you have both lit up?
Yeah.
Both of mine won't light up.
Mm.
I can't get.
Might need to call in Roger. We good now?
Hold on.
Roger the Dodger.
Yeah, you don't want me to have it on at all?
Okay. Well, hopefully it is working.
Yeah.
I should mention on the show today, we're going to have Joe Theismann.
Very good.
Redskins legend will join us at 9 o'clock. Nikki Javala, who was covering the, I guess you call it a scrimmage.
Joint practice
between
the NFL
the Jets.
Now.
Hot.
And the Commanders, she'll join us at 8:20. John Feinstein at 8 o'clock. So we've got a lot to do on the show today, Commanders wise. But I know yesterday when I got home, I'm a basketball nerd. I was excited for not just the American game, but the France Germany game was awesome. I lost my bet with Pete Haley. I need to Venmo him. Really good game between France and Germany. France ended up winning. Wemby didn't necessarily play great. They had a couple guys who I wasn't familiar with, and then I looked them up during the game. They had, you know, stints in the NBA, but they certainly weren't known as NBA players. But they were really good for France, and they came off and won. Franz Wagner hit a three to close it to within two, but they just weren't able to get over the top. So the Americans, who we expected to be in the finals, will play France for the gold medal in basketball, and they're very fortunate. So I watched that game, and Serbia at one point had a 17-point lead, and they had a pretty sizable lead at the end of the third quarter. They're up by 13 points. And these are not 12-minute quarters. It's 10-minute quarters.
Shorter game.
But the U.S. storms back. Steph Curry finishes with 36 points, which is 1 point shy of an American record in the Olympics. Carmelo Anthony has a 37-point game. He was there, by the way. Mm-hmm. He scores 36. But in the end, I mean, it was so dicey. There was, I don't know his name, there was a guard for Serbia who had a wide-open three. If he makes that, I think the Americans potentially lose the game. But he misses it. And the Americans just hit big shots. Steph did his part. Joel Embiid came in the fourth quarter. Jokic had some foul trouble, so Embiid was able to get to some spots, knock down some shots. LeBron had a driving layup. And the dagger was, with about, I want to say, 30 seconds left, Americans up two. KD hits a huge shot with a hand in his face. And that put them up by four, which ultimately they won by four, 95-91. So the Americans advanced. But that was a fun two games to watch if you watched Germany against France.
I didn't watch, but just seeing some of the highlights, Bogdanovich, I guess, fired up people when he did his, like the Carmelo celebration after he hit a shot. And apparently that really pissed off LeBron and some of the guys. And that kind of like, some people were saying that jump started.
Why are you poking the bear? That's just dumb.
He was like taunting Melo, who was courtside, as JP mentioned. And some guys said that LeBron, those guys really got pissed. I think LeBron got in his face. And then they kind of took off.
LeBron
from there.
And Melo are boys. Don't mess with Melo.
Right.
LeBron's going to get pissed.
Right.
Well, the Americans were definitely fortunate. Look, they got the better players all across the board other than Jokic. I mean, Bogdanovich is a bench player in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He hit three pointers, finished with 20 points. That's, you know, the difference in modern-day basketball. If you face a team that gets hot from threes and Serbia hit 15 three-pointers, you know, you got to counter it with your own threes. Ultimately, they started knocking down some in the fourth quarter, but it was dicey. It was dicey.
Well, I would have been perfectly fine with Serbia winning, to be honest with you. I just have no affinity for these guys. I don't know.
It would have been a massive embarrassment.
I know. I just don't get size.
Yeah, the fact that they're like millionaires and
maybe I don't know. A lot of guys are millionaires now in the Olympics. Olympics are not what they were when we grew up.
Or do you just hate NBA basketball that much?
Maybe I'm put off by it.
I hate that.
It is interesting that a guy like Steph Curry can, you know, obviously still go off, but then he just had a terrible game a couple of games ago, right?
Yeah,
like 0 for 10 or whatever.
He hasn't played particularly well. He said something after the game, which I thought was interesting. He's like, it's different than when you're on your NBA team and maybe you have two, maybe three good options. He's like, everybody is so good that there are times when they're deferring to each other for the perfect shots. It's just, you're not in the same type of rhythm.
Yeah, you probably also versus just going out playing basketball. As you're going up, you're like, I wonder if I should pass.
Right.
For the record, you're actively rooting against the U.S. from getting gold.
No, I don't care. No, and I care 0% if they win the gold medal.
Okay.
I care zero.
So you're not like actively rooting against them. You're just
if they lost, I would chuckle.
Okay.
I don't feel like any of these guys are bad guys, and
I feel like
and
Kevin they were is, into... they feel like Durant's taking a little bit of a heel turn about 7 or 8 years ago.
I said that, but.
He's kind of annoying to me now.
I think they're into representing the United States.
I like Steph. Of all the guys, the most likable to me is Steph.
What about Ant? You don't like Anthony Edwards?
Yeah,
seems like a likable young fella.
He's an intriguing guy. In fact, he's only 21, which is what I believe he is.
22, maybe.
He's unbelievable to me. I haven't built up any hostility towards him, but I've built up a healthy dose of hostility towards LeBron, as great as he is. Embiid does nothing for me. Booker, nothing. Drew Holiday. I mean, I guess I'm a little sympathetic to some of his wife's issues, but KD's taking a heel turn. Anthony Davis. Yeah. Derek White means nothing to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. LeBron
might not be a Patriot.
LeBron has a lot of grays on his beard. He's older.
Sure.
He still had a triple double. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists.
He's one of the
greatest. He's still getting it done. Father time hasn't really caught up to him.
Well, I'm sure
he's still outrunning him.
He's doing something shady.
I'm not the biggest fan of him, but you have to respect his longevity and like the fact that he's still just killing it.
For sure, but even at the peak of his powers, his ability at the peak of his powers is unbelievable.
Yeah, what happened to the I root for greatness?
I do.
It's usually your bit.
It is. It is. It is. I don't know. I'm just out on the NBA. Sorry. I know it's not a popular
opinion.
But
it's not the NBA. It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like this, the feel of the game,
the
intensity of the game was so much different than any particular NBA game. I mean, it was similar to, I guess, NBA Finals or NBA Playoffs where there's intensity. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Bogdanovich. I mean, after the game, he was crying. Mm-hmm. He scored more than Jokic. Jokic was 0 for 6 from the three-point line. That may be a big difference. If you actually look at him year by year, the difference between Jokic 2 years ago and then last year, his three-point shooting has come way down.
I mean, on a more important note, why didn't my man Koulibaly play?
Oh, he got 0 minutes. Zero.
I didn't see him on the box score. Again, at some point I will be vindicated. But his Olympics performance has been kind of mad.
He certainly has the athleticism, I think, takes to shine at times. I'm just not sure if he's going to be a consistent baller.
And again, let's just take into account, he's not a finished product.
Definitely not. Everybody knows that.
He's a work in progress.
Hey, he made the team.
I'll keep hanging my hat on that.
He made the team that's in the gold medal. He's going to get at least a silver medal.
Good for him.
Bilal Koulibaly.
Yeah, I'd like to see him with some playing time. Some minutes.
They didn't even give him one.
I mean, I've searched the box score 10 times. I still don't see his name.
I watched the game. He was a good cheerleader.
Maybe he's got an injury.
He hurt his hands clapping.
They didn't even play Rudy Gobert much.
Wemby got a lot of time. Did he get foul trouble?
He just didn't shoot particularly well.
Uh-huh. He was 4 for 17.
All right, that happens.
He hit one big three. I mean, they had a guy named Yabusele who was a monster. I think he was with the Celtics, like a second round draft choice. And they had another guy Lesor, who was pretty good, and Cordinier. I looked them all up. They're all good players in Europe. So they're going to end up playing the Americans. Americans got a scare, but survive. I believe that game's on Saturday. And then last night when we got home, I don't know if you guys watched it, the 400-meter hurdles?
Did not.
It's an incredible race. The American won by a ton.
The woman or the guy?
The woman.
Yeah.
Her last name ends with, she's got like a hyphenated name, something Laverne. That's I just actually was thinking about that. I don't know that I would clear, but maybe the first hurdle. Like after you get to like the 10th hurdle or whatever.
They brought out hurdles when we were kids, like in Greek day, like in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they were just, they were small hurdles too.
Yeah.
Just like, they're still intimidating. Sure, I can do a real hurdle.
Yeah, it looks hard.
Sydney McLaughlin Laverne, and she set a world record.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just a machine. And just so fast. Yeah, like you said, she set the world record. I watched that last night, and I was pretty intrigued.
I saw that Noah Lyles, I guess, got a bronze, and then the guy that won was talking trash about him.
He wasn't. I don't think he intentionally.
That was the headline.
Yeah. I don't think he intentionally was talking trash. They asked him a question like, can you give us the name of your coach, and do you think you're the face of track and field now?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the name of his coach, and he said, I'm not really that type. It goes to a more, whatever, brash and cocky guy. I mean, it is a dig, but I don't think he really meant it. Like, if you watched it, I think there was maybe, you know, like language barrier type thing and just saying, hey, I like being fast, but I don't need to be the face of the sport.
They didn't do the 4x100 yet final, right?
I think they did the, no, not the finals.
Right.
But the kid from Bullis became the youngest American to participate in a track and field event. So he already did whatever they call it, the first round, qualifying round.
Uh-huh. And how'd they do?
I'm sure they qualified, right?
I'm pretty sure that. I would assume they qualified.
Yeah, I'm assuming they qualified.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number to text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dive into the sports page. We should mention this weather, of course, has to do with the tropical storms, which are you driving into the eye of the storm? I guess it'll be dead by then.
It should mostly be dissipating by the time I take off tomorrow. I'm not not worried about it.
I don't think you should be, but
not worrying.
You could tend to go a little bit. It's a little later than you normally go, but this is like hurricane season, so this is what happens.
I dodged a bullet.
Right.
If I had went last week, the place would have been flooded.
Right.
Will there be damage that you're dealing with down there?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I'm just driving down, business as usual.
Yeah. Right.
That's the way I'm approaching it.
Well, I think Fox 5 just it put on their little Twitter that there's some sort of tornado warning or something for even around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Charles County,
yeah,
in Maryland, and King George in Virginia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Be careful out there. I'll never forget the horrific tornado that lifted those two girls in that truck.
Terrible story.
Over one of the dorms.
College Park. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Awful. I can't even fathom that.
Awful, they decided awful to go story. Home,
and this tornado just swooped in.
Oh, it's terrible.
And we never have tornadoes.
I mean, they're very rare around here.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And then you've got flooding in Annapolis, I guess, or potential flooding in Annapolis.
Well, yeah, there's certain areas. What was it? Is it Arlington always goes underwater, or is it Alexandria?
Alexandria.
Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town. Annapolis always has issues.
I think Annapolis had already flooded, except it's in the streets, and it hasn't gotten to the sidewalk and onto storefronts.
Got to have those sandbags ready.
Definitely need sandbags.
Does that work? Does the sandbags actually work? I guess maybe to an extent. I mean,
if the flooding isn't too severe, they can help.
Yeah.
They can help mitigate it.
Right. All right. Well, yeah, I feel bad for people that have basements that flood. That's a nightmare to have to deal with. It's a friggin' nightmare.
My sump pump's been cranking lately. I can hear that thing going all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, what is that noise? Like, oh, that's right. It's raining a ton.
Right.
Another quick side note before the sports page. Are you guys aware that I have a sugar daddy? I have a new sugar daddy.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Look at what I've got.
Yeah.
Look at these.
The new $2 bills.
Laminated $2
fresh
bills.
Laminated $2 bills. These are from my man, Alex, in Brookville. He's a big junk smart.
Why'd he give you laminated $2?
He's a coin collector.
All right.
So now I can lose fresh, crisp, clean $2 bets to you guys.
So $2 bills are like things that collectors like. They like $2
bills. I don't
know.
He just he knows we use these as bet currency.
Uh-huh. Well, Terrence apparently has set up the trend.
He's got some competition. And he also gave me a $25 Dunkin' gift card.
Look at that.
To spread the wealth. So at some point I'll bring in, I don't know, coffee and donuts. So thank you, Alex, big junks listener.
Where did you encounter Alex?
Where I get my hair cut. At Jonathan's spot, Sandy Spring.
Nice.
Very nice.
Just hope to be.
I'm sugar glad
daddy.
You met.
I'm going to have a sugar daddy out there, Valdez.
I like what you did. You were bringing some donuts for your sugar daddy.
Yeah.
From your sugar daddy.
Right. Getting glazed by my sugar daddy.
That sounds terrible. You go ahead and do that.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
Well, glazed in a, you know, like.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. In a donut sense.
Yeah, exactly.
So I noticed I got an alert from Venmo yesterday, and I was all excited, and then I saw what it's for,
okay,
and I'm a little less excited, but I guess we do have an agenda this morning. It's from Steve. He said, breakfast for the crew.
Ah, very
93
good.
Maryland grad, used to run with some friends of ours. Steven
is
have.
My name.
Very much appreciate the entertainment. We got $150 to spend on breakfast.
Wow, that is a king's ransom.
So I don't know where we're going to get
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you fessing up, man. That you got it.
Well, I mean, I hadn't thought about it.
Hey, what's 150 divided by 5?
$150, that's like a steak and eggs breakfast.
$30?
That's not just like a breakfast sandwich. You're going
all
big.
Right, Mar, it's on you, okay? You figure it out.
That's like Bloody Marys and mimosas for breakfast.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. If we go under, I'm keeping the difference.
It's fine.
All right?
I don't care. I'm not gonna shake you down for your Venmo dollars.
But just figure it out. Any place we want to order from, we could Uber Eats it or something. Yeah, just make sure we don't go over 150. I'm not sized to pay for extra.
Should we switch up because we have the dough from like McDonald's and Chick-fil-A? Should we go like maybe like First Watch or Ted's Bulletin?
Yeah, we have $150
like
bucks, Rick.
Yeah. Figure it out. You just figure it out. If you think we can make it work, we'll do it.
I'm psyched for you to find me an omelet.
Oh, such a Western omelet.
So thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That came in last night right before I went to bed. It came in like at 11:30 or something.
Man, I need to check my Venmo.
11. Huh?
I need to start pimping my Venmo.
Telling you. Good hustle.
Quite a cottage industry.
Eric-Bickle-3. Somebody else paid me $5 just for Jonah on Laurel. Just likes that I Jonah on Laurel. Because every time you Jonah on Laurel, you're getting $5.
There was a lot of fallout on social media.
Probably some guy lives in like Columbia. Just loves shrapnel.
There was a lot of fallout on social media saying that you really are referring to Beltsville more than Laurel. That are familiar with all the porno shops from back in the day.
Beltsville, Laurel, they're kind of the same thing. They're correct. It starts in Beltsville. That's certainly where the peep show is. Believe me, it bleeds into Laurel. Yeah. Believe me. And multiple Laurel stores. I used to live in a little town next door called Savage. I know all the adult stores from 30 years ago.
Lived in Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Back to back days.
Savage, Maryland. It was a new apartment complex at the time. I think at that time we worked at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure.
Might even been weekends.
No, I think it was night. It was nights. Believe me, I had all day to just kill time. I found all the adult stores.
Yeah. All right, time now to open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. For steady energy and long-lasting focus, you can sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies for 10% off. Start with the Olympics. I mentioned the Americans winning in basketball. The final will be on Saturday between Team USA and France. Germany will face Serbia in the bronze medal game. That's a downer. You want to win the bronze now, right?
You want to get on the podium at least.
No, I think there's something to be said for that, for sure.
I mentioned the hurdles. Sydney McLaughlin, she ends up winning the hurdles, which I just never really appreciated. You have the 100-meter hurdles, but the 400-meter hurdles, where they're spread out, By the time you get to that 9th and 10th hurdle, it's got to be tough.
Oh, it has to be just brutal.
And they all walked in, and the thighs of these women, man, they're just in incredible shape. So I think that was a big win for the Americans last night. You had preseason football last night.
Yes, you did.
So we all know the scores don't mean anything. The Patriots beat the Panthers 17-3.
So many unders.
You got no Bryce Young. Not Jake, but Jack Plummer threw the ball 21 times for Carolina.
When I saw the recap, I read it three times because my brain kept thinking Jake Plummer.
Right.
But I knew that wasn't
not
possible.
Related.
Unless it was
not
his
related
son.
As far as I know. I looked it up, and in his personal section, it didn't say he was the son of Jake Plummer.
Okay.
For the Patriots, they played four quarterbacks. Jacoby Brissett got a series. He was 0-for-3. Drake May, I think, got a series. Maybe it was two. He was 2-for-3 for 19 yards.
One of his passes went to former Commander Antonio Gibson.
Oh, nice.
Was in the mix.
Bailey Zappe threw the ball 20 times.
Oh.
And then Joe Milton came in, and he actually had a touchdown pass for the New England Patriots. So tough to get much out of these first preseason games, especially when the guys aren't playing. The other game was the Giants against the Lions. There was no Jared Goff. there was no Daniel Jones. I don't know if you want me to mention anybody. You know, you got to see Malik Nabers in his uniform. I don't think he had a catch.
I believe he had 12. He ran 12 routes, didn't get any balls thrown his way.
Gotcha. I'm not worried about Malik Nabers.
No, I mean, it was Tommy DeVito and Drew Locke.
I'm getting a sense that Malik Nabers might be in like rookie of the year conversation. Like he might be that good.
I mean, if he looks
in conversation,
if he looks anything in like he does in live action, like he did in that joint practice with the Lions,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
In the NFC East.
Right. That's one of the big reasons why the Giants drafted him, because I think it was Dable that said he talked to Nick Saban, if you remember.
Yeah.
And Saban said there were two guys that they played that were a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them for sure was Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Can't remember the other one. Like, you really like have a problem when you got all your coaches and you're breaking down the film mm-hmm. and you're trying to figure out how are we going to guard this guy.
It could have been his teammate, Brian Thomas Jr., who was also a first-round pick.
I can't remember who the other was. It might even have been Jaden Daniels, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
With the Commanders in their joint practice against the Jets, who they play on Saturday, a couple of talking points from the practice, and we're going to have Nikki Javala, who is there. She'll join us at 8:20.
Oh, good.
Offensive line was kind of in shambles. A lot of guys were out.
No Wiley, no Cosby, no Brandon Coleman.
Correct. I mean, that's 3/5 of your line right
like,
there.
It's hard to get a real read on how Jaden's going to perform when 60% of his offensive line is sidelined.
So the reports were the second team offensive line struggled against the New York pass rush, which resulted in Jaden Daniels being under pressure for most of the day. That led to short pass attempts and hurried throws that fell mostly incomplete. I know a lot of people are up in arms that on Twitter, ML Football, they put out something which said Jaden Daniels struggled today, only completing 7 out of 15 passes, with them all being checkdowns and screens. It equaled up to about 25 yards and 11 on 11s.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the Jaden Daniels defensive mob came out. They were just thought it was a joke that this site put it out. And I kind of agree. I mean, it means nothing in the grand scheme of things, but it just doesn't fire me up, I guess, to get so upset.
No, I think you omitted something that they tweeted commentary after they put out Jaden's stats.
Oh, the Daniels seeing ghosts.
Yes,
right.
They said, the Jets last defense, line. The last line in it said the Jets defense had Jaden Daniels seeing ghosts.
So is this a pro Jets site or something?
No,
it's a national site.
It's not even that. It's an algorithm.
It's like
engagement,
an aggregator.
It's an engagement farming site that is trying to get as much click, as much impressions, as much replies and retweets as possible. I don't consider that news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really either. I see them on my timeline. I don't really take them seriously.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think by all accounts, and Nikki could speak to it, it wasn't a great day for the Commanders as a whole. I know that a lot of people were picking on Manny Forbes. I listened to John's podcast, John Kimes, last night, and I re-listened to it again this morning. He, of course, makes the point that Garrett Wilson is just really, really good. Like Forbes may have struggled, but Garrett Wilson is.
And that those drills are usually tilted towards the offense over the defense. Yeah. So
he did have an interception.
He had an interception in the 7-on-7s, so that was a good sign. But that certainly Forbes can work on his technique.
You know what it was?
Not to get too freaked out.
It was kind of a reality check, mm-hmm. I guess. People maybe have gotten a little over their skis in terms of expectations and don't realize that this rebuild is a process and it may not happen overnight. So it was a nice reminder that not everything is going to be roses.
Although if you read what Sauce Gardner said, he was really complimentary about Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, Jaden didn't really connect. Now, I think there was one pass to Deami Brown, which went viral.
Yeah, down the sideline, nice one-handed grab.
But Sauce Gardner, I'm trying to find the exact quotes, was really
here's a quote. Oh,
complimentary.
He gonna be nice.
He gonna be nice.
that's his quote. That's his exact quote, and that's
right.
One of the top two or three corners in the game right now.
Right.
So that's high praise. You'll take that.
Oh, you'll take that. I thought it was interesting that Deami had that play. You know, something positive. They say that he came out there with the first three receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it was Terry, Jahan, I think Jahan supposedly was solid.
You know who wasn't solid? The kickers.
Yeah, the kickers struggled.
Kickers are struggling. Kickers going to be an issue.
It's almost not even worth mentioning the names, but the Ramiz guy missed three.
Ramiz Ahmed.
And then Patterson missed two.
I think that might have been both.
45-yarder.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm Adam Peters, I'm scanning the waiver wires when other kickers get released.
Right.
It's going to be a constant carousel of guys coming in to prove who's best heading into the season.
Right.
So that's kind of what you were dealing with at the joint practice between the Commanders the Jets.
I did think it was interesting that Keim noted that even though Forbes was listed as the fourth corner, that when they first came out in 11-on-11s, it was he and St. Juste, the first two corners out there.
Right.
So it does show you sort of the unofficial nature of the depth chart, the fluidity of the situation,
and Dan also said before the practice, he said like he's going to try and do like some sort of matchups because he wants to see how his guys go against like other teams' number ones and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think he also said that you'll see some different combos. Some guys will play more in the joint than they will in the actual scrimmage and vice versa. So who knows? Who knows where anybody stands? Some of these guys that are you just don't know where Emmanuel Forbes really kind of stands for him at this point.
Last thing to mention, this one for you, EB. Phil Mickelson says he would step aside from competing in LIV Golf if he cannot play at the level he desires.
Mm-hmm.
He was previewing the circuit's upcoming event in Illinois, and I guess he is the captain of the High Flyers team.
Mm-hmm.
Only Valdez knew that.
He has an equity stake in that. And he was speaking about it that he sees glimpses, but I guess he hasn't been able to play very well.
I think it's a short game that he's been most frustrated with. Because believe it or not, he still has the swing speed and the power, but the short, you know, he switched to the lab putter, which is kind of a controversial move, and it hasn't particularly helped him. Other than that, I think the first round he played really well.
Yeah, he putted his ass off.
And then since then, it hasn't really been super helpful. So I don't know. He did mention that he's eligible to play in three of the four majors for like the next 6 or 7 years, and he's going to play those regardless.
Right.
But if he can't be competitive week to week with these guys, then he will step aside. So who knows? He's a pretty competitive guy. My guess, he's going to grind his ass off and try to squeeze a little more out of this. I don't think he's quite ready to hang it up.
800-636.
Oh, one other thing.
1067, if you want to chime in.
Want to mention Chichi Rodriguez passed at 88.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Chichi Rodriguez, you know, if you're like Mar, you probably don't know who he is. But when we were coming up, at that point, he was late in his career and he was on a senior tour. He was kind of known for his celebration. Was he Mexican or Puerto Rican?
I think he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He'd do this crazy celebration with his putter.
He'd treat his putter like a sword.
Yeah, and then put it in his holster or whatever.
He was a rare golfer with personality.
He had a lot of personality.
He had some swagger to him.
No, there are golfers with personality, especially in that era. Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino. A lot of those guys had Chichi. Gary Player has a lot of guys had personality. JP cheap shot over there on my on my golf.
Said a rare golfer with personality. I think most of them aren't known for that much personality.
Maybe today's golfer. But back
most
in the day,
are like Dustin Johnson or
Dustin Johnson doesn't have much. I give you that.
Dude, Dustin Johnson hasn't been on tour in 5 years.
He's a LIV golfer. We were just talking to me.
Tiger's definitely a dollar.
Yeah,
Tiger definitely stays.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. I wanted to bring this up the other day. Cakes, you're a dog owner. EB and I don't have dogs.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be a dog owner in like a year.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to get some big... I think I was driving around... And I heard the story, and then I saw it on Fox 5 when I was just walking by, like, the cafeteria, our break room. Dolce & Gabbana came up with a dog perfume.
Well, that's
$108. It's an alcohol-free scented mist for dogs.
Well, owning a dog is expensive enough as it is. Like, why would you want to waste $100 on... perfume for your dog. That I don't understand.
Well, because some dogs smell and some dogs have terrible dog breath.
Most of them have notorious dog breath.
Yeah, the breath, the teeth are stinky. Like,
perfume doesn't. Yeah. Perfume is not going to cover up their dog breath.
Oh, it maybe masks it.
I mean,
I mask it.
If your your dog has terrible breath, you need to either brush their teeth or give them some sort of like.
Do you do that? Do you brush your dog's teeth?
Not as often as we should, but yeah, you have to. At some point, you have to brush your dog's teeth.
Really, I had no idea. That's a thing. Well, I can honestly tell you, when I had Barney in college, I never once brushed his teeth.
He probably had just foul breath. I just the worst breath ever.
Yellow
teeth.
How often do you brush your dog's teeth?
I think you're supposed to do at least a couple times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. If you want to keep the chompers nice and clean. Now, I'm no vet.
How does your dog respond to it? What type of dog do you have again?
She's a blue heeler, an Australian cattle dog. A rescue. Like we just
I understand there's a rescue, but
she's not the biggest fan of having her teeth brushed.
Is that a two-person job?
It can be, yeah. Like one person holds a dog, the other person brushes said dog's teeth.
Dude, yeah. Use on the teeth?
You use like
you don't use regular Crest.
Dog toothpaste and like a toothbrush.
They have dog toothpaste?
Yes.
Silly.
They have dog everything.
Okay. I don't know. I don't go into the PetSmart.
You ever been on Unleashed or a PetSmart? You've been on Chewy.com?
Never.
Now they have dog perfume. Now PETA's upset about it.
Because?
Well, they're upset about everything.
What are they?
What are they not upset about?
They say PETA's upset about the natural odor or scent of a dog.
No, they say dogs have hundreds of millions more receptors in their nostrils and can smell 10,000 to 100,000 times better than humans, and that this perfume is designed to please humans, but it can upset the dogs.
Well, you know what? They might be right. They might actually be right.
Also, it is a stupid flex for rich people saying that they're buying $100 perfume for their dog. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe you don't think they would notice if their dog smelled silly?
If your dog smells, give it a bath. Take it to a dog groomer.
Right.
You don't need to foof it up with Dolce & Gabbana perfume.
Yeah, but maybe it's taking it to the next level, just like humans do it, right? So we all smell fine, so we take showers, but none of us are using cologne. And then B. Mitch comes in and smells 100 times better.
Yeah, but
so maybe you're making your dog smell 100 times better.
And again, cologne is a personal choice. I haven't worn cologne consistently since probably middle school.
Likewise.
It's not part of my routine.
Yeah, but I tell you, I have a weird, I would actually say it's a borderline fetish. For Coco Chanel, Mademoiselle, when I walk by a woman that's wearing that, all of a sudden my antenna goes way up.
Just does it for your olfactory senses.
I'm telling you, it's a turn on.
It arouses you.
Yeah, and I notice it. It jumps out at me.
It's an aphrodisiac. Yeah, much like walking into the Borgata, the scent that they pump through the filtration system there.
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac for the nose.
It's the only scent that I literally, I'm like a dog. Like, I notice it from.
Yeah.
If you walk by me and you're wearing the Mademoiselle
Coco Chanel. It's like pheromones.
Chanel, all of a sudden, I like.
Right. You snap to attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can notice. I mean, it jumps out at me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's incredible.
I have cologne that probably lasts 10 years.
Well,
I will use it.
It can't still
I will
be good.
Use cologne. Probably not.
No way.
I will
it
use
has
cologne.
To stale.
You know, if Jess and I have a date night, I'll usually throw on the cologne. But it's a handful of times because a lot of times I don't.
I might use it once a week. If I go out to dinner or something, I will. If I'm going out to dinner or something.
Right.
I will. Even if I'm going, you know, my kids and everything, like a family thing.
But like we had a group dinner last night. I didn't put cologne on.
I think I did.
You did?
I did not.
I did.
Valdez, you were at the group dinner.
Yeah.
Did you put cologne on?
I would have if I didn't leave it. At a hotel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was so good. I've had that bottle since I was 16 years old.
Same bottle?
What? Same bottle.
Do you just reload it? Or?
No.
What kind of cologne hoarders are we around here?
I haven't used it all.
Oh, right.
I rarely use cologne.
Yeah.
My scent is the silly. Remember, I did win the cologne off with Karina.
That's true.
Like Abercrombie or something like that?
Abercrombie and Fitch Fierce.
She loves sandalwood smell from what I remember.
I just remember Jason's was Joan Dog.
Yeah, because
he had like some old man.
Like Tommy Bahama,
he had like old leather.
Yeah. It's cologne, his cologne smelled like Blue Plate Special.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Can't remember what I brought in. I have like three or four different ones that I rotate.
I brought in something nubs. I'm sure
you had to borrow it from your kid. You didn't even have one.
Because I just don't. I don't have a bottle of cologne sitting on my sink vanity.
My first ever cologne was the Michael Jordan cologne. that was bizarre.
Well, that was when I was in college. You were probably a teenager or something, right? Maybe it was after college.
My go to middle school to high school cologne. And those are your prime cologne years.
Hold up. I think I know what you're going to say.
Dracar Noir.
Yeah, Dracar.
Is that still a thing? Do they still sell that?
I think they still make it. I mean, I don't know who wears it at this point.
Do you ever put a squirt of the cologne by your silly?
No.
Really?
I rarely, if ever, use cologne. Why would I put it by my bazilli?
Well, because it could get funky down there.
Well, that's what soap is for.
I know, but you just... If I use cologne, I'll put it like... I'm not as liberal with it as B. Mitch. When B. Mitch wears cologne, you could smell it from the elevator.
It's like he's in a dunk tank. Yeah. Cologne dunk tank.
You can smell it from the elevator. But I'll put like three or four squirts on my neck.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
a
I
lot.
Pull my undies down and hit a squirt by the Jimmy John.
I feel like that's a lot.
No, you do one on the left, one on the right, one on the wrist, then you rub it together.
The wrist is that's an old school move.
I don't do the wrist. I
do a squirt on the hands, and then I hit myself.
That's
probably dissipates it even more.
Yeah, see, I think my cologne, like, I think I use...
But I have been known to, like, do, like, not necessarily, I don't necessarily pull the pants down, but right above the line, like about, belly button.
Yeah. Where your Reggie is.
I cologne belly
my
button?
Reggie.
No. Just, I'm saying, I do, again, I spray... This boom boom, and then I might do a little touch there. You want that smell to emanate up?
Yeah, yeah. Believe me,
I'm glad we're getting this conversation done before we get our $150 breakfast delivered.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you can get a bottle of Dracar. It looks like online here. I see for $16.79.
That sounds like the squeaker that I was back in middle school and high school.
Because now if you go and buy, if you just went to a Macy's, a department store, and you bought like a nice...
I don't even know what that nice one is.
Cologne?
Who's doing that? Who's walking into Macy's to the makeup counter and buying a big old jar of cologne?
Spraying it on the sheet and putting the sheet in front
of
your face.
I'm sure a lot of people are.
That's what I actually do. That's where I got my wife the last Coco Chanel.
I mean, if I ever get cologne...
That's where I get perfume for my wife.
You know who's delivering it to me?
Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Delivering it to my doorstep.
But don't you want to sniff it? Especially if it's a new one.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, the bottles are like $90.
Right.
Maybe 100, 110.
Mm-hmm.
Dracar, $16.79.
There we go. Let's go.
I'd have to bring that thing back.
Let me see how much mine is. It's a fancy name, but I don't know if it's it's probably not expensive. It's a Giorgio Armani cologne. That's what my go-to is right now. $77.
Do you ever dabble with the cologne? They always have like just beat up bottles of cologne at TJ Maxx. Like back.
No, I never do.
I mean, I figured you'd be all over
those
that.
Those are gonna
be some
off
brands. I
have
like three or four that I just. Yeah. I mean, it lasts a lifetime.
Right.
You know? All right, gotta take a break. Coming up next, we'll hit the skins here on the Junkies. Bring this up the other day, Cakes. You're a dog owner. EB and I don't have dogs.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be a dog owner in like a year.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to get some big... I think I was driving around and I heard the story. And then I saw it on Fox 5 when I was just walking by like the cafeteria, our break room. Dolce & Gabbana came up with a dog perfume.
Well,
that's $108. It's an alcohol-free scented mist for dogs.
Well, owning a dog is expensive enough as it is. Like, why would you want to waste $100 on perfume for your dog? That I don't understand.
Well, because some dogs smell and some dogs have terrible dog breath.
Most of them have notorious dog breath.
Yeah, the breath, the teeth are stinky. Like,
perfume's not going to cover up their dog breath.
Oh, really? Maybe masks it.
I mean,
I mask it
a little
bit.
If your dog has terrible breath, you need to either brush their teeth or give them some sort of like...
You do that? Do you brush your dog's teeth?
not as often as we should, but yeah, you have to, at some point you have to brush your dog's teeth.
Really? I had no idea. That's a thing. Well, I can honestly tell you, when I had Barney in college, I never once brushed his teeth.
He probably had just foul breath. Just the worst breath ever.
Yellow teeth. How often do you brush your dog's teeth?
I think you're supposed to do at least a couple times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you want to keep the chompers nice and clean. Now, I'm no vet.
How does your dog respond to it? What type of dog do you have again?
She's a blue heeler, an Australian cattle dog. A rescue.
I understand there's a rescue, but...
She's not the biggest fan of having her teeth brushed.
Is that a two-person job?
It can be, yeah. Like, one person holds a dog, the other person brushes said dog's teeth.
Dude, yeah. What do you use on the teeth?
You use like
dog, you don't use regular Crest.
Dog toothpaste and like a toothbrush.
They have dog toothpaste?
Yes.
Silly.
They have dog everything.
Okay. I don't know. You've been
on Unleashed or a PetSmart? You've been on Chewy.com?
Never.
Now they have dog perfume. Now PETA's upset about it.
Because
They're upset about everything.
What are they?
What are they not upset about?
PETA's upset about the natural odor or scent of a dog.
No, they say dogs have hundreds of millions more receptors in their nostrils and can smell 10,000 to 100,000 times better than humans, and that this perfume is designed to please humans, but it can upset the dogs.
Well, you know what? They might be right. They might actually be right.
Also, it is a stupid flex for rich people saying that they're buying $100 perfume for their dog. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe you don't think they would notice if their dog smelled silly?
If your dog smells, give it a bath. Take it to a dog groomer.
Right.
You don't need to foof it up with Dolce & Gabbana perfume.
Yeah, but maybe it's take it to the next level, just like humans do it, right? So we all smell fine as we take showers, but none of us are using cologne. And then B. Mitch comes in and smells 100 times better.
Yeah, but
so maybe you're making your dog smell 100 times better.
And again, cologne is a personal choice. I haven't worn cologne consistently since probably middle school.
Likewise.
It's not part of my routine.
Yeah, but I tell you, I have a weird, I would actually say it's a borderline fetish. For Coco Chanel, Mademoiselle, when I walk by a woman that's wearing that, all of a sudden my antenna goes way up.
Just does it for your olfactory senses.
I'm telling you, it's a turn on.
It arouses you.
Yeah, and I notice it. It jumps out at me.
It's an aphrodisiac. Yeah, much like walking into the Borgata, the scent that they pump through the filtration system there.
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac for the nose.
It's the only scent that I'm like a dog. Like, I notice it from...
Yeah.
If you walk by me and you're wearing the Mademoiselle
Coco
Chanel...
It's like pheromones.
Chanel, all of a sudden, I'm like...
right, you snap to attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can notice... I mean, it jumps out at me, mm-hmm. and I think it's incredible.
I have cologne that probably lasts 10 years. Well, I will use it...
It can't still
I will
be good.
Use cologne... Probably not.
No way.
I will
it
use cologne...
Stale.
You know, if Jess and I have a date night, I'll usually... throw on the cologne. But I mean, it's a handful of times because a lot of times I don't.
I might use it once a week. If I go out to dinner or something, I will. If I'm going out to dinner or something,
right?
I will. Even if I'm going, you know, my kids and everything, like a family thing.
But like we had a group dinner last night. I didn't put cologne on.
I think I did.
You did?
I did not.
I did.
Valdez, you were at the group dinner.
Yeah.
Did you put cologne on?
I would have if I didn't leave it. At a hotel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was so good. I've had that bottle since I was 16 years old.
Same bottle?
What? Same bottle.
Do you just reload it? Or?
No.
What kind of cologne hoarders are we
around
here?
I haven't used it all.
Oh, right.
I rarely use cologne.
Yeah.
My scent is the silly. Remember, I did win the cologne with Karina.
That's true.
Like Abercrombie or something like that?
Abercrombie and Fitch Fierce.
She loves sandalwood smell from what I remember.
I just remember Jason's was Joan Dog.
Yeah, because
he had like some old man.
Like Tommy Bahama,
he had like old leather.
Yeah. It's cologne. His cologne smelled like Blue Plate Special.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Can't remember what I brought in. I have like three or four different ones that I
brought in. Something nubs, I'm sure.
You had to borrow it from your kid. You didn't even
I
have
I
one.
Because I just don't. I don't have a bottle of cologne sitting on my sink vanity.
My first ever cologne was the Michael Jordan cologne. That was bizarre.
Well, that was when I was in college. You were probably a teenager or something,
yeah.
right?
Or yeah.
Maybe it was after college.
My go-to middle school to high school cologne. And those are your prime cologne years.
Hold up. I think I know what you're going to say.
Dracar Noir.
Yeah, Dracar. Yeah.
Is that still a thing? Do they still sell that?
I think they still make it. I mean, yeah. I don't know who wears it at this point.
Do you ever put a squirt of the cologne by your silly?
No.
Really?
I rarely, if ever, use cologne. Why would I put it by my bazilli?
Well, because it can get funky down there.
Well, that's what soap is for.
I know, but you just... And if I use cologne, I'll put it, like... I'm not as liberal with it as B. Mitch. When B. Mitch right. wears cologne, you could smell it from the elevator.
It's like he's in a dunk tank. Yeah. Cologne dunk tank.
You can smell it from the elevator. But I'll put like 3 or 4 squirts on my neck.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
a
I
lot.
Pull my undies down and hit a yeah. squirt by the Jimmy you Johnson.
I feel like that's a lot.
No, you do one on the left, one on the right, one on the wrist, then you rub it together. On the
wrist is that's an old school move.
I don't do the wrist. I do
a squirt on the hands and then I hit myself.
That's
probably dissipates it even more.
Yeah, see, I think my cologne, like I think I use.
But I have been known to like do like not necessarily. I don't necessarily pull the pants down, but right above the line, oh, yeah, like, yeah, right like above, belly button.
Yeah. Where your Reggie is.
Oh, are you cologne your?
I cologne
belly
my
button?
Reggie.
No. Just I'm saying I do. Look at me. Again, I spray. This boom boom, and then I might do a little touch there. You want that smell to emanate up?
Yeah. Yeah, believe me.
I'm glad we're getting this conversation done before we get our $150 breakfast delivered.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you can get a bottle of Dracar, it looks like, online here, I see, for $16.79.
That sounds like the squeaker that I was back in middle school and high school.
Because now if you go and buy, if you just went to a Macy's, a department store,
yeah.
and you bought like a nice...
I don't even know what that nice one is.
Cologne?
Who's doing that? Who's walking into Macy's to the... makeup counter and buying a big old jar of cologne,
spraying it on the sheet and putting the sheet
in
front of your face.
A lot of people are.
That's what
people
I actually still do. That? Yes. Where I bought my wife the last Coco Chanel.
I mean, if I ever get cologne,
that's where I get perfume for my wife.
You know who's delivering it to me?
Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Okay. Delivering it to my doorstep.
But don't you school. Want to sniff it, especially if it's a new one?
Yeah. Anyway, point is, the bottles are like $90.
Right.
Maybe $100, $110.
Mm-hmm.
Dracar, $16.79.
There we go. Let's go.
I'd have to bring that thing back.
Let me see how much mine is. It's a fancy name, but I don't know if it's it's probably not expensive. It's a Giorgio Armani cologne. That's what my go-to is right now. $77.
Do you ever dabble with the cologne? They always have like just beat up bottles of cologne at TJ Maxx. Like back.
No, I never do.
I mean, I figured you'd be all over
those
that.
Those are gonna be some
like
off
three
brands.
Or four that I just. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It lasts a lifetime.
Right.
You know? All right, gotta take a break. Coming up next, we'll hit the skins here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.